BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Well, those two are very happy in there. They've got Xander's farm set spread out across the carpet, and he's showing Maddie how to make a hay bale out of dried grass.
What do you reckon that boy may be when he grows up?
Oh, yeah, and I hope their futures aren't based on what they're interested in now, or else Maddie's destined to be either a slime worker or a nose picker when she grows up. Was everything set for your first PTA meeting as chair?
Hardly. I just thought it would be useful to nail everything down for the disco before D-Day on Wednesday. I'm just emailing the agenda with the link right now, then I'll log on in 5 minutes and start admitting people. I want the whole thing to be efficient. I'm determined to keep everyone on track, just moving through the agenda point by point.
Okay, sounds like a plan. But don't be surprised when people want to have their say. They always do.
Well, as long as we're done by 4:30, I really don't want Adam to walk in and hear us in the middle of any spooky bunting talk.
He's still annoyed.
Yeah, he's still annoyed.
Oh, okay. I've just got the agenda now.
Yeah, most of the points are about who's doing what and when. Pretty straightforward.
You'd think.
I've learned that the key to managing these committees is to be a firm leader who's confident in delegating.
I like your confidence.
What, once you've run a busy high-end kitchen, you can handle anything.
I'm sure, but...
But?
It doesn't matter.
Lottie, what is it?
There's been some rumblings among the parents and grandparents.
What about? I haven't seen anything on the group chat.
No, but there's been private messages flying around all day, and I heard bits and pieces at drop-off. But I wouldn't worry too much. Most parents are on your side.
What, so you're saying that some parents are not on my side? Oh, come on, then. Tell me about these rumblings. I don't want to be ambushed at the meeting.
Put simply, which, to be honest, is anything but... There's a schism over sweets and hot dogs.
Well, I thought the problem was over whether we were going to use the word Halloween or spooky.
It was.
So haven't all the schisms been resolved?
Ian, I think your optimism is very sweet.
Oh. Hi, Chris.
Oh.
Oh, no need to stop what you're doing.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I just thought I should let you know that I'm taking Martha to the Apple Day event later at the Grange Farm.
Really? Why are you doing that?
Because she wants to go. She's excited about it.
How did she even know it was happening?
Well, I told her yesterday when she was with me. I wasn't sure whether she'd said anything to you last night.
No, not a word about it.
Well, she's helping Poppy on a craft stall doing some apple printing. And Kira will be there too. I mean, you must have gathered that she's by far Martha's favourite person at the moment.
Yeah, well, Kira can't help having sociopaths for parents.
Oh, Chris, don't say that.
This sudden obsession with the Grundys, what's that about? It's like you can't help scratching at a scab.
What do you mean?
Well, going over there, like you know they're not good for you, but you can't leave them alone.
That's not it at all. I'm making an effort to move on, for Martha's sake.
For Martha's sake, I'd steer clear of the Grundys and anything they do.
Well, that's a shame, because I was hoping you'd join us after you'd finished here.
Yeah, no thank you.
Please, look, come on, Chris.
Alice, it's madness. Apple Day. What are they thinking? Putting on a jolly old Grundy event as if nothing's happened. Why would I go?
I've told you why. We live here, we work here, the children are close. There's no option to walk away from them. So let's, you know, put the past behind us, or at least try.
Is Emma going to be there?
Well, maybe. Though she's about as keen on going to a family event as you are.
You've spoken to her?
I popped in to see her yesterday.
Scratching that scab again?
Look, can you stop saying that?
All right, sorry.
I just think Emma could do with a bit of brotherly love right now. She's finding it really hard to cope.
Look, Alice, I'm not a monster. I don't like hearing that she's struggling. Obviously, I don't. But neither of us should be the ones expected to make Emma feel better. Not after what she did.
We don't need to forgive and forget. But we do need to keep going. Look, just come with us to Apple Day.
Emma?
Oh, Clary.
Can I come in?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Everything's set up in the field.
Great.
And the rain seems to be holding off.
Yeah, that's good.
There's more people here than we were bargaining for. Not just family, either.
Really?
Turns out some folks are decent. They want to show their support for us.
Yeah, well.
I think we did the right thing going ahead. Appleday's doing them a world of good. Children don't cope well with constant doom and gloom.
I'm not being gloomy, Chloe. I'll come out as soon as I'm done, but right now I'm busy.
Can't wait. I mean, I don't want you to miss all the fun bits. Poppy's got a printing production line going. I left Kira explaining apple superstitions to Eddie beside a roaring fire pit. It was comical. He's in his apple suit, so he's sweating buckets.
Okay, I'll finish up here and I'll be out soon.
Good. Because there's a tankard of cider and a sausage with your name on it.
Really? What is it?
Can I help with whatever it is you're doing? Because I promised Kira I'd fetch you.
Clare, I appreciate your concern, but no, you cannot help. It was hard enough thinking what to write, but now I've lost my train of thought.
You're writing to George?
Yeah, I was, before you came in talking about cider and sausages and all the things you can't have when you're locked up miles away from friends and family.
Oh, Emma. I know it feels frivolous, but enjoying a couple of hours with Edward and Kira does not mean you've forgotten about George. We have to fill the day somehow.
What was that about? An utter shambles.
I'd say it was a pretty standard descent into online committee chaos.
I have never been more happy for a meeting to cut off mid-sentence. That's 40 minutes of fractious sniping.
The disco's in 2 days. What did you expect? Passions are running high.
I'll cover the rest of the agenda in a no-nonsense email. If people have opinions, they can get in touch with me.
Which I doubt they'll do. Much of the indignation is only in the moment. They'll have moved on to getting dinner cooked and babies in the bath by now. All that righteous rage over how we'll police the sweets will be a distant memory.
But it's bound to resurface.
In my experience, it won't. A school disco is so manic, it will bring the adults together on the actual day.
You mean the health and safety faction find common ground with a joyful, overly excited gang?
Yep. We just crack on. The parents who think stepping through a door is dangerous will shake down with the lot who wanted kids to carve pumpkins with reckless abandon. I'd call it the chemistry of survival.
Well, at least we got consensus on the hot dogs.
Eventually.
I suppose I should be impressed with the level of interest they showed in hot dog ingredients. It suggests people around here are at least interested in food.
So, are you going to stick or quit based on that meeting?
Oh, stick, most definitely. It's worth remembering that in the end, it's about the kids, not about the parents.
Ah, Ian, that worrying, naive streak again.
No, watch me direct proceedings on Wednesday with the skill and grace of a master conductor.
I can't wait. Now, I better get back to that daughter of mine. Hopefully, by now, Xander's trained her up to be a competent farmhand. I heard Bridge Farm are looking for staff.
Oh, look, you can stay for something to eat if you like.
That's a very tempting offer, but I told Pip I'd meet her at Grange Farm in a bit. Apparently there's apple-based food and crafts. Why don't you and Xander join us?
Oh, that's a no-go, I'm afraid. It's not only the parents' committee that's split down the middle. Well, have you not clocked that the village is divided between those who are speaking to the Grundys and those who are not? And Adam is firmly on the side of not.
The apple of my eye. This is Kira's stall. She's been bugging me to have a go at her apple peel test since I got here.
Right.
Oh, hi, Emma. Glad you made it. I see you've already been roped in to help.
Oh, I'd hardly set foot on the field before Kira thrust her change jar at me and went off to join Poppy at the apple printing.
Clary's headed over there now with Martha.
Oh, that's nice.
And look who's here. Chris decided to come to you.
Hi, Chris.
Emma?
So, what do you have to do? Peel an apple?
Oh, yeah, any apple, whatever takes your fancy.
Okay.
I think we should come back later when Kira's here.
Do I have to get it off in one go?
I don't think it matters.
But what's the point? Is it a competition?
No, you just keep going till the peel breaks off and then you chuck it over your left shoulder and it's supposed to fall in the shape of the first initial of the man you're going to marry.
I'm not sure this is a game you should be playing with your ex-husband, Alice.
Over my left shoulder?
That's what Kira said.
Okay.
Well, that's clearly a C.
Yeah.
There's Clary with Martha. I've got marshmallows for her in my bag. I'll be back in a minute.
C for Chris. C for Carter.
Have you had a go yourself?
No. Since I very much doubt the Peel will fall in an E for Ed, I'm not going to bother. Don't fancy being forced to marry someone awful. Might be an N for Nathan Booth.
Mm. Or worse, a D for Derek Fletcher.
Is the applesauce going in the large jars, Clary?
Yeah, that's right. About 5 ladles in each.
Okay. Smells delicious.
Oh, it's good of you to help out, Alice.
Oh.
Thanks for getting the marshmallows. Eddie's got the money for you.
Oh, please, it was nothing. I was passing a supermarket this afternoon anyway.
It's not just the practical help, though. It means a lot to have you around.
Clary, there's no need.
Here you are, the one who had the most to lose being kind to us.
Well, who knows how any of us will get through all this. But I'm determined not to make things harder than they already are. I'm back in Ambridge with Martha and I'm sober. And I'll take that for now.
Martha's on great form tonight.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's been lovely to see her joining in, running over to me, chatting and giggling. She still cries whenever Chris drops her off with me for the day.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah. Well, I have to keep saying to myself that it's bound to take time. She doesn't totally trust me yet. She doesn't believe I'm really here to stay.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
No, she doesn't. And why should she? I shook her faith in me so badly. It feels awful seeing the effect that's had on her, on our relationship as mum and daughter. But it's not unfair. I know I need to be patient.
You'll get there, Alice. I can see she thinks the world of you.
Thank you. How do you think Emma's doing?
Well, if you'd told me last week that she'd be doing apple printing with Chris, I'd have thought you'd lost your reason.
Have you seen them talking to each other?
Oh, they're certainly sharing the paint. They might even have been laughing.
Oh, well, I really hope this afternoon's broken the ice a bit.
A feud between siblings is heartbreaking.
I know.
I was worried sick this would drive a wedge between our Edward and William.
Oh.
All the secrets and lies.
Well, I saw them helping Eddie with the fire pit earlier, and they seem friendly enough.
Well, I think now George has started his sentence, they realise they have to be on the same side. They both have daughters who need them, and they both love George. We all just want this nightmare to be over.